Welcome back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. Coming up today, we'll have a look at the weekend meeting with Cadiz and also what has been making the Madrid headlines across the medias then today. Well, everybody back from international duty, and all of the focus is now directed toward the first really significant week of the season with Champions League and El Clasico coming up, as well, of course, as Cadiz on Saturday. Now, at Zidane's conference today, a wide variety of questions. First of all, the first rebukes of the day. Those went to those who wondered about the rumours of Madrid's potential to sign Leo Messi back in 2013. That was met with a cursory, "I don't know anything." Odegaard and Haaland obviously appeared as a topic after the last week and a half they've had together. Haaland, he said, is not my player, but he is very good. What else can I tell you? Then he moved on to the continuing linking of Mbappe, and was it unsettling his dressing room? No, he said, this always happens. There are always a lot of rumours. I'm not just talking about Mbappe either. This certainly won't affect my group. And now the market has closed, so there really is nothing else left to say. Questions about Luka Jovic also came up after reports appeared that suggested that Zidane had told him that he would be better off if he took a loan elsewhere. Zidane's response to this was, "I asked to sign Jovic. It is not true that I don't want him." Finally, we actually got a quote on the weekend's opposition. So what about Cadiz? He said, well, they are a very disciplined team who have just been promoted, and we are expecting a very difficult game. They always are against teams that have just come up from the second tier. They are very, very competitive. Now, the question of squad rotation came up again, and Zidane said, we have talked about it many times. For a long season, we need to rotate. We have a very good squad with very good players. Some 14 or 15 of them never really stop. It is continuous. We must pace ourselves, though. This is a long season, and there are a lot of games ahead. Does it include the goalkeepers? He was asked. I have three good goalkeepers. We will see how we manage it. They must all be prepared and ready to step in as and when needed. And finally, he was asked a more personal question. Did he feel valued at Real Madrid? His answer, I feel valued because I have the opportunity to coach Real Madrid. This is a significant responsibility, and it won't last a lifetime, obviously, but I try to fully enjoy everything day to day because I am passionate about my job. It's funny because even Helguera was actually asked earlier this week if he felt Zidane was valued tactically, to which he said, tactically, it does seem as if he's not valued particularly highly. In my view, he is undervalued in this respect. On then to the current state of play with injuries. The good news today was that there are no new names added to the list following the return of all the players from international duty. Courtois and Militao both trained in full on Friday. Carvajal, Nacho, Hazard, Mariano remain unavailable, which means that Lucas Vázquez may well get a call this weekend. Now, it's also all but confirmed that Eden Hazard will not play any part in the next three games, which, of course, includes El Clasico, which is a really big source of disappointment to both player and the club, because so far he hasn't actually played in a Clasico. This will be the third one he's missed. It's expected he could be fit for a partial role against Borussia Mönchengladbach on the 27th of October, and perhaps a fuller role against Huesca on the 1st of November in the league game. A quick roundup of some of the unsubstantiated rumours doing the rounds. Gio Reyna, the 17-year-old who began life with New York City before arriving with Borussia Dortmund last year. He scored twice already this season. Well, that, it said, has elevated the interest of many, including Real Madrid. All eyes of everybody in Madrid this Sunday will be firmly fixed on Gareth Bale and his potential debut. President Perez and Zidane in particular will be tuning in, it said. Luka Jovic is for some finished at Real Madrid, and his replacement will be none other than Dominic Calvert-Lewin, currently at Everton. And the Paul Pogba dream is finally over. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer tells the media that he will be a Manchester United player for the next 2 years. Now let's take a look at this weekend's opposition as Real Madrid meet Cadiz, who are back in La Liga for the first time since 2005-2006. It's only the 13th time as well they've played in the top flight in Spain, and that is in the entire history of the club. The highest they ever finished back in 1987-88 when Uruguayan coach Victor Esparraga was in charge. It's only the 28th meeting between these two teams. Real Madrid have won 21. They've drawn 3 and lost 3. They've conceded only 18 goals in this fixture over the years. Last time they met, that was in the Copa del Rey back in 2015. Rafa Benitez was in charge of Real Madrid on that day. They won 3-1. 2 goals on that day for Isco, believe it or not. The last meeting in La Liga was back in January of 2006. Ramon Lopez Caro was the man in charge that day. And on the score sheet for Real Madrid, Roberto Carlos, who actually levelled the score after they went a goal down, actually, on the 54th minute. David Beckham, remember him, direct free kick. And a player who's just recently returned to Brazil with Santos, where his journey began, Robinho, got the goal. As for a Cadiz win, you've got to go back to 1990-91. That was when Di Stefano was in charge of Real Madrid. They lost by 1-0 that day. Jose Gonzalez from the penalty spot. The other two wins were in 1977 and 1981. All of Real Madrid's defeats in this fixture have come away from home. Now, as for Cadiz's start to the season, it's not been too bad, really, has it? They start in 10th place on 7 points. They've been beaten twice by Osasuna and by Sevilla, but they have beaten Bilbao in Bilbao and Huesca away from home and drawn with Granada. It has been a bit of a case of clinging on a bit in games. They had just 27% possession against Bilbao in that victory away from home, even less against Sevilla, 24% against Sevilla, and only 28% against Huesca. The formations have changed as well. They've already used 4-2-3-1, 4-4-1-1, and 4-4-2 so far this season, so it looks likely that Real Madrid will be seeing an awful lot of the ball with the occasional counter-attack in this game. Will be one of those days where patience is really going to be a virtue that they're going to need. 4 different players have scored the 4 goals with 1 own goal for them this season. Players to look out for. Well, last season's 2 top scorers are yet to actually register a goal this season. One of them, Alex Fernandez, is a former Real Madrid player. Made 93 appearances for the Castilla team up to 2013. And he did actually make 1 appearance for the first team. It was in March of 2011 when he played in a 3-1 victory over Santander. He had his best ever season last year with 13 goals. The other forward, the Honduran international, Anthony Lozano, who's a former Barcelona B player a few years ago. He also had his joint best season in Spain last year when he scored 10 goals. So neither of those two players have scored yet. Now, there's a bit of late news that has just come in. Martin Odegaard is out of the squad for this weekend's game against Cadiz. It's purely a precautionary measure, but one who has made his way back into the squad is Brazilian defender Militao. Well, that just about wraps it up then for today's roundup. I'll be back early next week when we'll be looking back on Cadiz and ahead, of course, to a busy, busy week. Champions League returns. And of course, on the horizon in just days' time, it will be time for El Clásico 1 of this season. Do enjoy the game over the course of the weekend. Don't forget, you can catch up with all of the previous episodes of the podcast via the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com or via any of the streaming providers. Thanks for your company. From me, Tim Capel, for the moment. Bye-bye for now.